Hello and welcome to the Nation's Need to Know podcast, where we take a moment to address questions from yesterday's sermon. Pastor John, we just finished part four of our series on the Apostle Peter entitled Rocky.
That's right.
One of our more memorable titles, I believe. Yep. Love it. And here's the question that came in regards to that message in particular. The question says, if God loves us so much and he wrote all things so clear for us in the Bible, why is that he didn't make all of us to know him and believe in him when we were born? Is it because we were all born as sinners?
Good question. And I think it really picks up on one of the important points that that we raised yesterday in that sermon. I think it would be good for us just to split that a little bit and just confirm the first part of it, where the question asks if God has made things so clear to us. And we touched on this yesterday. I think it's a really important point for us to be very clear about, because often we can find ourselves perhaps reading parts of God's word and feel in our understanding that what God is saying doesn't come across so clear to us.
Right.
And that can be genuine, of course. It can be, because we haven't been taught in a certain area where we're still learning about the ways of God. But I think it's really important that we hold in our heart all the time that what God has said is true. And the motive behind God saying anything to us is because he loves us and he wants us to know the truth. And the Bible says that those that follow Jesus are called believers. And we sometimes say this in our sermons and our messages, we're not called understanders. And sometimes I think we can miss what God is trying to say to us as he connects with our hearts, spirit to spirit, when we try to understand it with our minds.
Right.
And perhaps that's where some of what we sometimes call gray areas in God's word, those areas that we perhaps don't understand, or different people have different understandings about, they can arise from. And I believe that God's word is clear. And I believe that if we approach it with a sincere heart that wants to know the truth, then, as his word says, the truth will set us free. So the question that this person has gone on to ask is, if that's the case, which we believe it is, that God speaks to us very clearly, then how is it that not everybody is born in a place where they believe it and are living in accordance with it?
Right.
And in some ways, the person asking the question, I think, answers very accurately themselves. Of course, we know that from Scripture, every one of us is born in a state of sin. Our nature, the natural way that we are living, has been polluted and contaminated by sin. And so it isn't so much that we are born doing wrong things. That's not what necessarily makes us a sinner. But we're born with this nature that is opposed to God. And Romans 5, verse 19 says that this is the result of what Adam did way back in earth time, back in the Garden of Eden, when he chose not to listen and obey what God said, but rather to go with what the devil tempted him and deceived him with. And as a result, the Bible tells us that sin entered his heart. And from that moment, every person born is born in that state of sin. And it required for Jesus to come to this earth, to live a perfect life, to become the perfect sacrifice for that sin, to enable us to have removed from us that which separates us from God. And then for us to have our hearts illuminated with the light of God's wonderful word and the gospel, which is so powerful to save us from our sin. So that really is an opening for us to talk about the gospel, isn't it?
It is. That's so much is.
Yeah.
Because that's how we have come into the world as that nature, as you're saying, Pastor John.
Mm.
I guess a follow-up question that I have is, because we come from a sinful nature, does it make it that difficult for us to actually see truth? A little related to the question here, does that blind us to the truth, do you believe?
I believe that is the nature of sin. Mm. If we, just with an open mind, we look around in our world today, we see that there are so many so-called alternative faiths, so many different ways in which man has created ways of getting back to God or getting right with God. But our Bible tells us there is only one way.
Hmm.
And I believe that sin can be very deceptive. It can take upon itself the form of something so close,
right,
apparently,
right,
to what's real and yet so far away as well. And sin does have that nature, its ability to blind us from the truth and to lead us into something which looks credible, perhaps even computes in our intellectual minds, it seems to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a man-made method. It's man trying to fix a problem that really only God can fix,
right,
and has made provision for through Jesus Christ.
Amen. It reminds me of something that you mentioned yesterday about how what lens we look through, even when we read our Bibles.
Yes.
Because the Bible, as you were mentioning earlier, is so clear.
Yes.
But that clarity is not necessarily known to us depending on what lens we're looking through.
That's right.
It's something that you mentioned yesterday.
Absolutely. I mean, I speak this out of experience. That it's so easy, I think, for us to apply our human abilities, our human understanding, or try to apply it to God's word. It's like trying to solve a spiritual issue by physical means, and it can't be done. And when I read my Bible, if I'm trying to view it and understand it from a place of human intellect, not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not the vehicle by which God speaks into my heart. Or if I come at it from a point of preconceived disbelief or skepticism, or even my own experiences, I know there's been times where I've read God's word and said in my heart, well, that's what the Bible says, but my experience says.
Right.
Then I think we can really easily lose the power of what God is trying to say to us. But when we come with open hearts and we just believe that God's word is living and it's powerful and it has that ability to separate for us how we think about things with our soul and how we perceive things by our spirit. It's got the ability to fuse us to the very nature of God as we hear his word and we believe it. It's got the ability to reveal to us the nature of God, because it is God.
Yes.
And it would be like you and I sitting here today. If I viewed you through some distorted lens, I wouldn't see the real you.
That's right.
And if I look at God's word through some distorted lens, I don't see God as he really is, because he and his word are the same.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say to, say, the listener who recognizes maybe I do have a distorted lens when I look at God, when I read the Bible, when I listen to a sermon?
Yeah.
How would you encourage that person?
Yeah. Yeah, great question. I believe that when our hearts truly desire to find God, we will find him. Mm. And I know from my experience that what I've had to do is to lay aside and abandon even my own processing of God's word and just really open my heart before God and say, God, I don't understand it. Maybe even sometimes I don't like it. I'd prefer if you said something else. Or that hasn't been my experience. And just totally surrender to the sovereignty of God and his word with an open heart. God says, if you seek me, you will find me.
Amen.
And we know that his word is that entrance by which we can really find him. And learn of him and get to know him. And as you know, at the Nations, we just encourage people so many times to get the word of God.
Yes, we do.
Living on the inside of them.
That's right.
Because it is a source of real life.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor John, for addressing that question.
Pleasure.
So helpful. And thank you for those who sent in questions. We really do value being able to build a community with you where we interact and engage with God's word with an open heart, like Pastor John says. So thank you for joining us here on Need to Know podcast, and we'll see you here again next time. God bless.